Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead to the readings for the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. The opening prayer says this: Almighty and merciful God, graciously keep from us all adversity. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So that unhindered in mind and body alike we may pursue in freedom of heart the things that are yours. Do we get so caught up in this world's whatever is going on in our lives? Do we get so caught up in it that we lose any sight of the kingdom to come? Is that possible? Yes. We can so get caught up in whatever's plaguing us or difficult for us in this world that we don't think of the life to come. I want to encourage you. Think of this. You will stand one day, you and I, each of us individually, will stand before the judgment seat of God. We will. And he will look at us, and he will know us through and through. That's what's most important. Always hold that first when you're looking at this life situations. What is this in light of eternity? Does it have a part to play? It might just be a simple earthly matter that you can handle quickly, but sometimes there are situations that are much more difficult. Relationships, confusion, difficulty. We don't know how to resolve it. Go to him. Go to him. Doesn't mean he won't use all of your talents, but go to him first. Say, Lord, help me to see what's true here. And help me to be a part of healing here. Let me be a part of the process of getting this onto the right track. Sometimes people give up so quickly. What we really should do is go to the Lord right away and ask him, what's my part and what do you want me to do? The first reading today is from the second book of Maccabees, and it's a hard one, but it's also a powerful one. This is 2 Maccabees, chapter 7. It happened that seven brothers with their mother were arrested and tortured with whips and scourges by the king to force them to eat pork in violation of God's law. One of the brothers, speaking for the other, said, "What do you expect to achieve by questioning us? We are ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our ancestors." Would you be that way today? Would you be able to stand that way? Not on our own. We would need God's grace. We would need God's help in big ways. But how strong are you in what you believe? At the point of death, he said, "You accursed fiend, you are depriving us of this present life. But the king of the world will raise us up to live forever. It is for his laws that we are dying." After him, the third suffered their cruel sport. He put out his tongue at once when told to do so. They cut out his tongue, bravely held out his hands as he spoke these noble words: "It was from heaven that I received these. For the sake of his laws, I disdain them. From him, I hope to receive them again." Even the king and his attendants marveled at the young man's courage because he regarded his sufferings as nothing. You can't do that without help from the Lord. You can't. But he did. He leaned on the Lord, asked for help, and after he had died, they tortured and maltreated the fourth brother in the same way. And when he was near death, he said, "It is my choice to die at the hands of men, with the hope God gives of being raised up by him. But for you, there will be no resurrection to life." As long as they stayed in the condition they were in, that's true, they would not have life. But did they repent? That's what we need to pray for, actually. Actually, even now, can pray for them, that those persecutors see the truth in time to be saved. But the important thing right now for this reading is that the brothers did not give up. No matter what came at them, they were steadfast in their commitment to the Lord. That mother must have been very, very, very proud of them, even in the midst of the horror of it. How strong is your faith? It is for his loss that we are dying. How strong really is our faith? How much has it been tested? How willingly are we to take second place, God first? Or as one of my friends says, God first, others second, and me third. How often do we think like that? How often do we cry out to God and ask for his help, whatever our circumstances are? Oh, God will never hear us. God won't hear us now. God will hear you at every moment in whatever circumstances you're in. Cry out to him when you are in need. Because when his glory appears, my joy will be full. That's the promise. That's the promise. Hear, O Lord, a just suit, attend to my outcry, hearken to my prayer from lips without deceit. Brothers and sisters, God has joy for us without end. Follow him. Do what he asks you to. Don't be afraid. Even if you're afraid, go for it. You will be rewarded beyond all attempts at my speaking of the ways in which we will be rewarded for being steadfast in our faith. Look at the second reading from Thessalonians, Paul's letter to Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 to chapter 3, verse 5. Brothers and sisters, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through his grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. Finally, brothers and sisters, pray for us so that the word of the Lord may speed forward and be glorified as it did among you, that we may be delivered from perverse and wicked people, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. He will cry out to him. I cry out to him several times a day when my thoughts start going in a direction that isn't going to be very good. Lord, help me. And he does. We are confident of you in the Lord, that what we instruct you, you are doing and will continue to do. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the endurance of Christ. May we become like our Savior, willing to endure what this world sometimes heaps upon us. May we be willing to and ask God to work it for his glory. We will be amazed at what God will do. Don't be afraid. And I don't say that lightly. I know there can be situations in which there's many tears, much struggle, much opposition, many difficulties, sleeplessness, etc. I know that. Take it to God. Take it to God. Every day, take it to God. Watch what he does for you. The gospel is the gospel of Luke, chapter 20, verses 27 to 38. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then the second and third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven have been married to her." And Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, for he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. Brothers and sisters, this is not against marriage. They're posing a particular problem here. And what the person is trying to tell them, the children of this age marry and remarry. Yes, they do. And sometimes that's all right because their husbands have died or their wives have died and they can remarry. But we don't marry and then drop it and then marry again and do whatever we want. Serious business. Trust him. Always bring to him. If God wants you to remarry, he'll give you great grace. For the sake of your children, he'll give you great grace. Whatever the case may be, he will give great grace. But always ask him. Don't just assume it. Brothers and sisters, whatever our circumstances here on earth are, every single one of us is called to be a disciple of Jesus. Oh yeah, my husband or my wife, she talks a lot or he talks a lot about that. No, we need to be united. Some days it's one of the more difficult things to be united on. Pray, seek God together, that your marriage may glorify God, that your marriage may further bless the kingdom of God. That's what we want. We want that we ourselves and our children are a blessing to the kingdom of God. That's what God wants of us. Oh, brothers and sisters, God has great, great hope for us. And he reaches out. He reaches out to us over and over and over again. How many times in a given day does he reach for us? The meditation for the day, this week I've been turning to those more than usual, but I do want to share something with you here that comes from Monsignor Knox, Ronald Knox. He's a marvelous, marvelous man. He died in 1957. He was from Great Britain. He was a Catholic apologist, and he was the translator of the Bible, one of the great translators of the Bible. And this is what he said. When we get to heaven, if we get to heaven, we shall realize that the credo was true instead of just going on believing it was true. We shall be conscious of God as our Father. We shall recognize that everything which happened on earth was part of an almighty design. Think of that. We will find it quite natural that there should be three persons in the Godhead, and the second person should be both God and man. Only Son, our Lord, the visible object now of our worship, thanking us for all the little services we did for him, we shall have no difficulty in seeing that our Blessed Lady became his mother and yet remained a virgin. Oh, brothers and sisters, if you get a chance to read this little excerpt from Monsignor Knox in the Magnificat magazine, I really do encourage you to read it. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.